Ei.
Não, this is a short wind.
Short wind.
Short.
Oh, almost fell. Shit. Phew.
This is a short wind.
Oh, okay, fine.
Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly. Clear as if you can.
You are breaking up a little bit.
And now?
Yeah, now it's better.
Okay.
Okay, so I went to the kitchen, right? To the canteen to have my breakfast there. That's usually, you know, like that's when I go to the canteen, it's usually okay. Now my day is gonna be a bit better because at least there's a bit of variety there. You know, I can read the newspaper, I can chat to whoever is there in the kitchen. But anyway,
Yeah.
so now there's this woman. I can't tell exactly what she is, you know, if she's black or if she's colored. But when she speaks Afrikaans, she speaks exactly like colored. And when she's speaking, I don't know which language is she speaking, like Sotho or Zulu, she sounds exactly like, you know, like a Zulu. So it's very confusing. And the thing is, like, her mannerisms when she speaks Afrikaans, she's like colored, yo. So, like, there's no doubt. And then when she speaks Zulu, then it's there's no doubt this woman. She is Zulu. Confusing, you know. But anyway, and she also seems so, like she seems very bitchy. Like,
Very
bitchy. You know, like those
picky.
people, bitchy.
Beaky.
Bitchy.
Beepy.
Bitchy.
Huh?
Bitchy.
Hectic.
Bitchy.
Hectic.
Bitch like a bitch. Bitchy.
Bexy.
Bitchy like a bitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, bitchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very bitchy. And you know, I don't know if you'd be able to relate to this. Have you ever seen like those, or like maybe in high school or in your neighborhood, those girls that are very like they can fight with you now? They're very
I know
bitchy.
them.
You're scared of them, and now she's that type of, you know, she's that type of person.
Yeah.
She's got that type of aura. Now we're sitting at
Did
the
you speak to her? Have you spoken to her though?
No, I've never spoken to her. I'm too scared to speak to her. I've never spoken to her. Anyway, so now we are all sitting at this kitchen table. And so then I'm reading the newspaper and she's sitting opposite me. And she's like, Azayo Ayara. She's like, what do you do? What do you do to get it? So I'm like, what do you mean? What do I do? Because I'm now wondering, because you know, sometimes people ask about the color and sometimes they ask about their hair.
Yeah,
So I'm like, what?
yeah.
And she's like, the curls. How do you get it like that? So I said, it grows out like that. And then she's like, there's no way. There's no way. You're talking nonsense. And then I'm like, well, I'm not gonna convince you, but that's how
That's
it
what I'm saying.
And then she's like, yeah, you're talking nonsense. That's a lie. Yeah, she's not even joking. She's not even joking. And I thought, you know what? Let her be. Yeah, that's my vent.
How did it end?
That was how it ended.
And then everybody like walked, went their own ways.
No, I continued reading my newspaper, and like there was her friend, right? It's an older lady. Her name is, should I give the real name? No name. But anyway, so
Yeah.
this lady, this older lady, I like her, you know. She is old, but she's still got that youthfulness, you know.
Oh, hey Shwena, like people keep passing by this fishbowl.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's fake smiles or what, but they smile and then get back to their normal face. Like within a millisecond. And I'm asking myself, well, because I'm so chilled, hey. Gishapile fall, like I'm sitting in the fall position. I've got my notebook. I've got these big ass headphones.
Yeah.
I've got Amma specs. I'm wearing this peachy dress, like it's quite bright. And then I'm laughing and smiling. All my teeth are out. And people just passing it as if it's not normal.
Yeah, I know. I think you're showing them something different.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Like, I'll send you a picture. Maybe I do look a bit chilled for work.
Cool. It sounds very chilled. It sounds like you're on an island.
I have to be. It's got a to Friday weekend, you know. At least a breather.
Yeah, so that was my story.
That they didn't believe that your hair grows out coily and curly.
No, especially that one.
Oh my word. Did she touch it?
No, luckily she didn't. Yo, she would rip. Maybe she would pull too much.
You make her sound like Goliath. And you are the little David, the way you're making this whole.
Like she's a rat. You know a rat. You know those rats?
A rat.
So you can't take chances with people like that, eh?
But is she gigantic? Or she's like her aura is gigantic.
She's not gigantic, no. But I guess her aura, like, she just looks like she's ready for a fight any moment. And she's gonna go all out. In that
she's forever ready.
Huh?
She's forever ready.
Yeah. Have you encountered those people before?
I have since my school days, like since primary. There was always that one person, like one girl who is just like, whoa, I don't want to press the wrong button here. I can fight, but I don't want to be beaten up. Like, I don't want to be involved. You just back off. You don't even try anything.
Yeah.
And now when you look at them, it's like, these people were harmless. Like, when you look at them now, it's like, you were harmless. You've been harmless. It's just that the whole aura around you and the way you presented yourself made you seem like you're Goliath.
Yeah. I remember you told me about that girl that thought you were cheating.
That I was?
That you were in a relationship with her boyfriend.
Yeah, that girl. That girl. Like, that was, oh, no, no. That girl.
I'm sure you've experienced that aura.
That one was huge because it made me decide to go to the bottom gate that day after school. Because usually I've always vamoosed. Like, as soon as time to go, I vamoose. I don't wait for anything. Like, I've always been like that, you know. And that specific day, I decided to go to the bottom gate.
Yeah.
And I said, why did you do that? Next thing, boom. The chick is just following, you know, the victim.
Yeah.
And the mama girl is there. Are you dating? Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm like, oh my word. I was scared. But the only way I could get out of it was just laugh it off. Like, no, guys, why would you think something like that? But deep down, I was scared. I'm like, here, a person is about to get beaten up. Strong, strong.
And the laughter
And
at
that
least,
kind of,
the laughter at
yeah,
least is.
and that. Yeah, the laugh is the one that actually made me, because I was like, no, guys, are you really serious? No, this is a big joke. Like, where did you ever get that from? And you can see, like, this person, the energy as well, it's quite huge,
Yeah.
It's quite huge. Like, when they do this, when they come for you, like, you can already think in your mind that when they're coming for you, that whole aura just follows them as well. So it's like a double effect. Hey, my boss just passed here. He just passed
That
me. What else can you do in that kind of situation, Lizzie?
I wish I was
What
a
would you do? Hey. Even this one is quite gigantic. I just felt an aura like from my back. I felt an aura coming. And then I don't know, he was looking through our offices because there are no doors, so anyone can easily see what you're doing. And then it's not like he didn't see me here. He could have waved because it's glass. It's see-through. You can see a person from there. Yeah, he just walked past. Huh?
No, because on in our case there's glass, but in the middle there's a little bit of silver with like lines through it, so you can see through it, but not but there's a the silver at least hides it a bit.
Hey, here you see. Here you see. It's not like he didn't see me. Oh, it's so boring, eh, to be around people like that. Oh, it's
Imagine.
boring. Like a sense of acknowledgement. I know I look like I'm having fun. Yes, I always have fun. But just say,
Yeah. But let me
I,
tell you real quick before I go. Sorry, this quickly before I go. So yesterday, we've got this room called the huddle room. Where
Yeah.
away from your desk, and there's like a nap. Okay, it's not the best furniture, but at least there's a bit of color. Like the bench is like green, yellow, and there are yellow chairs in here. So it was a bit chilly yesterday, and then I decided, okay, because I was going to go sit on the balcony, but then it was too cold. So then I thought, let me come to the huddle room. So I'm sitting in the huddle room, and I left the door open because I didn't want the food to smell, Woman walks in to the office, to this huddle room. She doesn't even say anything. She just walks in with her laptop and her
Who?
earphones. And then I'm
Oh,
like,
that's who?
no, it's another lady. Like
Oh.
lady that's she doesn't smile anything. She just walks in with her laptop. And then I'm like, oh, do you have a meeting now? And then she's like, no. And she just continues sitting. And I'm thinking that
Just no. Just no.
She just said
Just
no.
no.
She just said no. And then she continued putting her laptop on the desk while I'm sitting in this room. And I'm thinking that was a bit rude. I shouldn't even say, hey, do you mind if I join you? Or nothing.
Sure.
Like,
Hey, human beings are a lot and they're all different. We're all different.
what does Ndi Cheney mean?
What?
Ndi Cheney, what does that mean?
Ndi
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 Cheney. Ndi Ndi
Ndi I think you wanted to say detaining, and detaining means I said,
Ndi
or
Cheney.
what did I say?
Okay,
Like depending on the tone, depending on the tone.
Let me spell it. It's
Okay. D.
NDITSHENI.
Yeah. S. What? ND?
N for no, D for double,
Yes, like no.
I for ink,
Okay. Yeah.
N no, T for tea, S for snake, H.
Wait, you're going too fast now, because now I'm just listening to those words instead of the letters. N for D for dumb, I for ink, and then it's N again.
Okay, so it's N-I, then it's T for T, then it's S for snake, H for hard, E for eggs,
Yes.
N for no, and I for ink.
Yeah.
That's her name.
Dinteng. Hi, maybe they wanted to say Dinteng. Because Dinteng, I do
Tell
not know what the hell that is.
it to me.
ND
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
N for nose, T for T-Rex, S for machine, H for hello, E for eagle.
Me try. Let me start again because I think you got it wrong there, somewhere.
Okay.
So let's start from scratch. N for no.
Yes.
D for don't. I
Yeah.
T for takeaway.
Yes.
S for snake.
Yeah, you really love the snake, yeah?
For hard.
Okay.
E for egg,
Yeah.
for never, and
And
I
for
for,
never.
yeah, and I for ink.
Dinteni. Ah, I don't know
Kenny.
what that is. Is it supposed to be an S?
But this isn't.
S for snake. S for snake. Are you sure?
Yeah. But anyway, so I was sitting with like this group of young ladies from work at the lunch table other day. So they were actually talking about the name, and apparently the name means it's just there, or I'm just here, or something like that. So that's the
Dinteni.
one. Yeah. So that is
What
the one that.
language is that?
So that is the woman that just came into this room. She
That's her
would just
name.
stay true to her name.
Dicheli.
I'm just here. She's just here. Or I'm just here. Then they were like, oh, yeah, I know she's true to her name.
Is she young?
No, she's probably, I don't know, hey. Because there's like a mid range, like say when someone is from their like 25 to 40, you can't really tell me what's the age range. So she's somewhere there in the middle.
Oh. But that is so broad, 25 to 40.
Because I don't know if she's, because you know, maybe she's like my age or, but I don't know. But she seems probably in the mid, she's probably in the 30s.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, let's catch up next time.
We'll talk later. Enjoy your day. Let's get back to the grind.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, I said bye.
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 Later.
Later. Later.